B-Pod Studios.
Ready, set, go!
This is Checkpoint XP Daily, your daily dose of esports and video game discussion. A complete look at all things esports and gaming. A production of Beasley Esports XP. Here are your hosts, Nate Bender, Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan.
Checkpoint reached.
And welcome to Checkpoint XP Daily for Thursday, July 18th, 2019. Your home for esports and gaming. I want to thank everyone listening on WWKB 1520 in Buffalo and ESPN Radio 97.7, 100.1, and 1200 AM in Syracuse, New York. Coming up today on Checkpoint XP Daily, K-Swiss has unveiled their first. Am I reading this right?
You got it right.
You got it right.
Performance esports footwear?
Footwear, yeah.
Like, question mark?
Like gamer shoes.
That seems like oxymoron.
All right, we're going to talk about that. Also, we've got a list of the 10 most beautiful consoles. Really? This is what we're talking about today?
Yeah. I like this topic.
The Guardian. Okay, all right. Well, that's coming up here today on Checkpoint XP Daily. But we start today trying not to melt.
With loot boxes.
No. No.
Oh, okay. That old chestnut.
Soon, Norris, but not yet.
We start today trying not to melt as we try to beat the heat as this heat wave is descending on the majority of the United States. Joining me to talk about how hot they are and how sticky they are. I don't know.
Oh. Okay. All right.
It's the Checkpoint XP crew, Robbie Landis.
Settle down, old man.
Norris Howard.
You're already know who it is.
And Joe Sloan.
I feel sticky.
I know.
All right.
At least we're sitting in nice air conditioning. It could be way, way worse.
That's true.
Before we get into this, we have had a couple of contests running over at our website because last week we had a grand opening for our brand new studio thanks
That's
to Beasley
right.
XP.
That's right.
If you haven't seen it yet, you can always come check it out over at twitch.tv/checkpointxp. We're showing it off because it is
It's just beautiful.
Awesome.
It's gorgeous.
So we had a couple of contests running, and I understand that we've got a winner to announce.
That's right. We have, as of now, only one left, and that's the Renegades one. So this is your last chance. If you're hearing this, if it's Friday, you're too late, but get as quick as you can.
CheckpointXP.com.
The winner of our Gamer Advantage website contest, so that means that this person is about to get themselves a sweet pair of Gamer Advantage glasses, non-prescription, with all of the add-ons and additions. That is Zowie H.
Congratulations, Zowie H.
All right.
And real quick, I have been wearing now these Gamer Advantage glasses
about a week, right?
For a week. Brian was kind enough to gift them to me while we were live here
on
the stream.
Happy birthday, by the way, to Mr. Advantage himself.
Oh, that's right. It was his birthday. But I just wanted to share. Now, after a week of wearing these, I feel like I'm having less headaches, like consistently. Like yesterday, I had a pretty bad headache. Because
that was an induced headache.
We were laughing so hard yesterday here on the show. but other than that, I have not had very many headaches. And the really big difference is my quality of sleep. I feel like when I fall asleep, I'm asleep longer and I have an easier time falling asleep. These are two problems that have plagued me for my entire life. So congratulations, Zowie. Please enjoy your pair of Gamer Advantage glasses. And for the rest of you that are interested in checking them out, make sure you do. It's gameradvantage.com. All right. So it is super, super, super stupid hot this week.
Yeah.
And we thought we would ask, you know, what games do you like to stay indoors and play it's so hot? Like, what are you going to spend this weekend staying inside and playing? Because, of course, you would be insane to be going out because it's about as hot as the surface of the sun.
Yeah. Bull crap. Because you know what? For the first time all year, I thought, you know what? This weekend, I'm going to go out and be social.
No, you didn't.
I can prove it right now because the warlock in our D&D group, his birthday is this. First of all, that sounds super nerdy, but his name is Nate, so I can't say Nate.
Yeah.
The warlock in our D&D group's birthday is this weekend, and he was having like a let's go around Royal Oak, like from bar to bar to bar. All right, I've already RSVP'd on the Facebook, so yeah, I was actually planning on going out this weekend.
You're not.
And
now.
I had even talked the girlfriend into going out as well.
Oh, wow.
I know.
So wait a minute. You're going to do a pub crawl and
in the hottest day of the year.
Yeah. Was being the operative word
there.
You know, you know what makes 120 degree heat even better?
Beer?
Beer.
I don't think it does.
It doesn't.
No. So I don't know what I'm going to do this weekend.
Like, listen, a cold beer can be good on day that hot.
Very refreshing.
Not copious amounts of, pub crawl beers.
So, listen, you do a beer on your back porch with some shade, and you enjoy that. You do not get outside and go walking around from bar to bar consuming booze.
Yeah,
that is your goddamn mind.
Oh, no, I'm not going.
Oh, okay.
I'll just stay and, I don't know, play Overwatch or something, I guess.
That's what got me thinking about this is, back in the day being, on summer break, parents were always about, hey, summer break, go out, be with your friends, go do things. The only time I had an excuse to stay indoors is if it was either pouring rain or it was just oppressively hot. Like, even they were like, if it's 100 degrees and humid, they're like, whatever, stay inside. Mm. So those were always the catch-up times. Play some video games, get caught up, play some GoldenEye, play some Perfect Dark, whatever it is. I think I'm going to do that exact, it's my birthday this weekend too, so I totally get an excuse to just say I don't want to do anything, leave me alone.
This whole segment was just
just so he could mention that. This is such a shoehorn.
Wait, we're talking about my Warlock's birthday again?
No. It's Joe's birthday this weekend, and he went so far out of his way to mention it, thinking that we would wish him a happy birthday as a result.
It's not happening.
I don't get that satisfaction, Joe. Not when you got to bring it up.
I have done this show with you guys for years now, and you have never once wished me a happy birthday. Why should this year be any different?
Joe, I didn't get you anything. I'm sorry.
Oh, what a shock.
Yeah, I'm not gonna get you anything.
I wouldn't get me anything. Don't do that. Forget that. It's a birthday. Who cares? I just want to be left alone and not have to do anything.
How old you turn?
How
old you turn?
Give the digits.
30.
Oh, damn. It's the big 3-0.
Yeah, that's the
old ass.
Yeah.
Can no longer say, that you're a young person.
But totally, right? I'm moving on from I'm rookie old guy now. I'm no longer better than young guy.
Don't just get used to us not wishing you a happy birthday.
No one does.
Now 30 and up, it's just go back to work.
I feel like 30 is the last year that anyone even mentions it. Because after 30, they're they probably don't want to hear that they're
50.
Old.
No, at that point, it's only significant other, and maybe you'll get a call from your mom.
No, you get 50. You get 50.
Sure. Yeah. Well, I mean,
if you make it that far, you get 50.
Well, none of us are going to make it that far. This world will be dead long before then.
Yeah.
Global warming.
Yeah, absolutely. But,
really what this segment's about.
Yeah. I feel like this weekend is going to be some time to beat Dark Souls Remastered and get caught up on just a few games I have not
had
any time to sit down and play.
I'll probably pick Monster Hunter back up. I know Robbie's been playing a lot of it.
Yeah, buddy.
I do need to get more prepared for the DLC that's coming out. But I feel like what I was going to do this weekend, which was the newest DLC for Assassin's Creed, the last episode of the Atlantis DLC.
Yeah.
I just stayed up till 4 a.m. last night and just beat it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why you're so tired today.
Yeah, so now I'm kind of pissed off because I don't have anything to do this week, in particular.
Oh, dude, I just spent yesterday, I got all of the random power armors from around the map on Fallout 4.
Mm-hmm.
So now I just have all of the chassis. I'm like, I don't know what I want to do next because it's I've gotten to the point, Robbie, I've gotten your syndrome where I've gotten to the point in the story where I'm like, I don't know that I want to progress it that much. I'd rather
you don't want it to end.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you started setting up your Iron Man style, with all the power armor?
No.
Armor room.
No, yeah. I'll tell you what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. I'm taking each completed set of power armor and I'll take it to one of my settlements and take one of my settlers and assign it to the power armor and give them a minigun so at least someone
they can always protect.
But how do you show it all off though?
You don't have. I don't have to.
Who's he gonna show it off to?
Yeah, exactly. No.
And dog meat.
You didn't used to do that in Morrowind where you decide all right, sorry Carlyra, but this is officially my house now. Kill whoever's living in there and just start putting all your cool armor. You go to a Daedric Ruin, pick up some armor, I'm never gonna wear it, but it's going in my house on a shelf.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get the overflow loot bag and now you can't put anything in there anymore and the house is useless to you.
Yeah. I guess I could do that, but I don't know. I'd rather have them be useful.
Here's the problem though. Even if you deck out a settlement in absolutely the best stuff and they have the maximum defense score possible.
Yeah.
If an attack happens,
right,
and you do not go there,
everything still gets wrecked anyway.
They will fail.
I understand that. Yeah. But here's the difference. So if you have somebody with a minigun in power armor, A, you can give them like 15 bullets. They'll never run out of bullets. Yeah. It sucks. I think that doesn't work for missiles and mini nukes. Like, you got to keep resupplying them or else
mini nukes, it makes sense.
I mean, mini nukes, that's limited. But I have like 300 goddamn missiles.
See, that must be a bug, because like with your companions, if you give them something that's not their default gun, you have to give them the ammo for it. Otherwise, when they run out of that ammo, they switch back to their default
gun. But if you specifically give them, like, I think it was 10 to 15 bullets for a minigun, wasn't it? They never run out.
Yeah, so it's just an exploit. You're a cheater.
Yeah, it's an exploit. It's a bug.
It's not.
You're cheating.
It's with any gun and ammo type except for explosives. It doesn't count for missiles and it doesn't count for Fat Man.
Got it.
That's it.
I only used it with miniguns. So
yeah. But so my weekend, yeah, I'm probably going to plug more time into Fallout 4. A couple of hot fixes.
Dates? Oh.
A couple of hot fixes has come for...
It's too hot for hot dates.
Yeah, no.
Do you really want to be that close to another human body in this heat?
No.
I mean, first of all, if we're in the house, our air conditioning is cranked up.
Just think about that.
Let me explain
something.
You're
going to have a hell of a power bill.
Let me explain something to you, Robbie.
No, our power bill is actually very...
Let me explain something to you. You could keep believing in that air conditioning if you want to.
It's been working so far.
All right. But it is heat like this where everybody is doing exactly what you're doing that causes brownouts, and now nobody has air conditioning.
Can I tell you, I'm super worried about that over the next couple of days.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Not just full-out blackout. You know, like, we just lost half of New York City the other week.
Yeah, and it wasn't that hot.
No, it wasn't.
It was hot.
I mean, it was hot.
But it ain't going to be hot like it is tomorrow.
I am legitimately concerned about that.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So,
well, remember last time it happened too, it wasn't even just people like, you know, using power. There was a straight up explosion that led to it. Remember that?
Over the winter.
So anything can happen. So don't get too comfortable. Don't get too comfortable.
Oh, no. I'm going to go ahead and get comfortable and soak up the comfort as much as I can before it goes away.
Nah, I'm on pins and needles, dog. Straight up.
Yeah, no, I'm going to do my best to conserve.
Keep it comfortable.
Well, the way that I do it is I only run air conditioners in the room that I'm in. Right.
That's pretty smart.
You know what I mean?
Like, I mean, we got central air, so we can't control the room really.
But yeah. So, I mean, given that I have the big window mounted air conditioners, you know, like, maybe when I first come home, I'll run them all for like,
how's poor 30 Fritz minutes doing? Because he's got a pretty thick coat.
Yeah, I've closed all of the shades, so it's not like
it's
he's not getting
sun heat.
Yeah, he's not getting sun, you know, direct sunlight. But he seems to be fine.
I'll find the cat sitting like directly under like where the air conditioner blows out of the vents.
Yeah. Dang.
So like it's right on them, and my cats are both pretty short haired. So
I think for me though, all I'm gonna do this weekend, you know what? I'll probably binge watch Euphoria. Because I watched the first episode, but I haven't had time.
You were
going to
go see Spider-Man.
Well, I'm going to do that, too, but I'm going to wait till Sunday when it thunderstorms and knock some of that heat off.
Fair.
I could deal with the humidity, but if it's like 78 and really humid, I could deal with that, but no.
If it's 95 and really more
95
humid.
With a heat index of death? Like, no. I'm
just
not going
to skull and crossbones.
Hang on, though. Like, if, I mean, what's the worst place to be in a blackout or brownout? I can't think of a worse place to be than a movie theater.
I'll tell you what's the worst place. Do you remember that big blackout we had in like 2007?
I do. Yeah.
Like that knocked out the whole East Coast.
Oh, yeah.
Up to Michigan.
Yeah.
I was in a recreation center with a group of 185 children.
Jeez.
Between the ages of 7 and 15.
Yeah, that is the worst place.
That is objectively,
any place with kids would be pretty
bad. The worst place to be in a blackout ever.
That is objectively
I'll give
hell.
You that. I'll give you that.
Fair enough.
The second worst place, I think, would be a movie theater, though.
Trash Panda is saying,
because then you got to get
elevator,
home. How do you get home?
An elevator would always take the cake.
Oh, yeah.
Being in just a metal box.
A metal
cooking,
box, yeah.
Guess what I'm not taking when I go home?
Yeah, you're going to be taking them stairs.
Well, to be fair, you could benefit from taking a few more stairs.
That's true. You're lucky you don't live on the 23rd floor.
No, it only goes up to 20, but you're very right. Anyway, we want to hear from you. What are you going to get up to? What are you going to be playing? I don't know why I said it like that. over this super hot weekend. Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint _ XP on Instagram. Still ahead here on Checkpoint XP, we've got a list of the 10 most beautiful consoles. And I mean, like, aesthetically pleasing?
Yeah, they're nice to look
at. Their cases are nice?
That's what this is, yeah.
Interesting. All right, well, that's going to be... That conversation will wrap up today's Checkpoint XP Daily. But ahead next, K-Swiss has unveiled the first performance esports footwear.
That's correct.
What?
Oh, yeah.
We're going to talk about it. That's coming up next on Checkpoint XP Daily.
This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio. This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio. CheckpointXP.com.
Esports footwear?
Yeah, you know, like for your feet.
Yeah.
Shoes?
Yeah, for esports people.
Galoshes.
Wow. Okay, I'm really confused. You're listening to Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio. I want to thank everyone listening on the sports beat of East Texas, 104.3 in Carthage, 103.9 in Marshall, and 100.7 in Henderson, as well as 1250 and 94.5 ESPN San Antonio. Checkpoint XP Daily is now a part of the B-Pod Network at bpodstudios.com. For more great listening options like Inside the Ropes, a weekly look inside wrestling and the WWE, and The Sound of, which I was a guest on, hosted by Steve Black and Ann Carlini. Make sure you check it out over at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery. What is an esports shoe? Somebody needs to explain this to me right now before my head explodes.
All right, I got you. So K-Swiss, in partnership with Immortals Gaming Club, has unveiled the first performance footwear.
Let me stop you right there.
Let me stop you right there. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Before we get any further.
Yeah.
K-Swiss.
Yeah.
The shoe that all girls who was ready to fight at all times used to wear.
Like they have a sharpened nail file that they keep on with they keep the with them at all times.
Like you met a girl, she told you she knew how to spit razors. She had a couple pairs of K-Swiss.
I just need to know what does this shoe apparently do that a normal performance athletic shoe isn't doing for me?
What does it do at all?
So basically, they observed MIBR during training and competition. The Brazilian CS:GO team they've come up with a shoe to meet their specific needs. It includes a crushable heel for putting on like slippers, a breathable mesh top for keeping cool, and a cushioned sole. She was patterned in Immortals colors while sporting the MIBR
shoes
logo
don't already
on top.
Do those things?
Well, I mean,
well, no, the crushable heel.
Yeah, you're not supposed to do that to your heel. Yeah. Just people do
it. Like,
it's
designed
to be done.
Like all the performance wear that you could have made specifically for gamers, you go for the shoe first?
Well, here's the thing is that, you know, things usually, there is science behind the fact that shoes or that things drain into your feet, you know, toxins and a lot of that kind of stuff. You sweat a lot in your feet, in your shoes.
But usually when you're playing esports up on stage, it's usually in a pretty cool environment. That's why they need like the hand warmers. What about gloves that don't impede your movement, but also help keep circulation in your hand and like, you know, keeping your wrist nice and firm?
That's not a bad idea. I'm just saying the concept of having a esports shoe, for as ridiculous and stupid as it may sound, I can see somebody recognizing this as a need.
Question, what purpose do laces serve if it's got a crushable heel where you can slip on your shoes?
That has to be an aesthetic choice.
Yeah, that looks aesthetic.
Like the laces can't actually serve any function.
Those look super aesthetic.
It doesn't look like there's a way to tie them.
No,
why not just put Velcro on them so that we can look like the man children that we are?
We're not children.
Right. Oh, you don't. This is not.
I'm a big boy, Nate.
This isn't at least a little bit embarrassing.
I'm not gonna lie.
No,
part of me expected them to have light up sneakers.
The design.
I mean, it is K-Swiss.
Yeah. The design of these could have been much worse, in my opinion. Honestly, as the only person here with any taste, these could have been.
Okay.
Definitely. Wow. These could have been definitely designed
Look at the heel, though. The heel is ridiculous. It's got a crushable heel so that you can slide your foot. These are Crocs. These are these are just dressed up Crocs.
Hot take over here.
That's all they are.
I mean, yeah.
That you, I wouldn't be caught dead in something like this.
I think I'm most upset that they used the capital S in esports.
Oh, they did not.
No.
They did.
Look up there.
Oh, no.
They sure did.
They did.
You know what? You know what? You might as well, at that point, call it e-gaming footwear with how off-base you are. Oh, yeah. Man.
Hey, listen, but this is a... Listen, this is a... First of all, when's the last time any of y'all actively thought about K-Swiss? Ever?
I've never once in my entire life... thought about K-Swiss.
I can guarantee you they've never been on Hypebeast.
When
it's
Joe
been
had,
a long
when,
time.
When Joe had first mentioned it, like you know, when I heard the Swiss part, I'm like, wait, they're making like esports Swiss Army knives? Is that
like when I heard saw K-Swiss, I'm like, is that like Swiss Army? Is that what we're thinking? Or?
No, K-Swiss.
You've never heard of the shoe brand K-Swiss?
No.
Okay, this is an entirely different conversation.
Sure.
Did you talk to people growing up? Every time, the more we
not
do
about
this,
shoes.
The more we do this show, the more we realize that you just have never experienced anything.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP Esports and Gaming Radio. We're talking about K-Swiss's brand new esports performance footwear. And I think that the very notion that you could have esports footwear is preposterous. Okay, listen, it's something for my elbows, right? Like
that makes sense.
You know, my wrists. Yes, absolutely.
Posture.
Hands, thumbs, posture. Yes, all these things make sense. Feet?
No, y'all thinking way too function over this, okay? All that stuff they were talking about, those are just buzzwords, okay? They probably can't prove any of that.
Like, Dark Flux brings up a great point. Will this improve my aim, though?
No.
No, I would no.
No.
Absolutely not.
But here's
then I
the
don't
point.
Think you can call it esports performance
it's
footwear.
It's lifestyle, Playboy. Hashtag lifestyle.
Then don't this call is, it performance no. footwear.
Call it a performance is part of the marketing. All right? We have to call it performance.
It's all marketing. That's all this is.
Because if you don't, then nobody believes through the placebo effect that this will do anything.
This is truly stupid.
This is all marketing. Nobody thought of K-Swiss for the past 25 years. And now they come out with an esports shoe, and we're talking about it on a nationally syndicated
and you know
radio
who's gonna buy
show.
It? You know who's going to buy it? Anyone with a pair of gunners.
Am
I wrong?
And guess
that's
what?
That's not
people
nice.
People bought gunners in droves.
That's
they bought them
nice.
In droves. K-Swiss, good on you. Well played. GG's.
What's been the reaction
yeah,
to
so
this?
I decided to grab a collection of reactions here. This one comes from Class of 94, who says, what's next, a poker shoe or a special blackjack shoe?
Yes.
I think it is so fitting, though, that person's name is Class of 94. that seems about right.
Yeah, no, I absolutely want a poker shoe.
This person is named Damn I Knows Best. Dammy Knows Best. I get that the concept of a performance shoe for esports is dumb, but the actual design is fire.
See?
Right.
Somebody aesthetically likes it.
Are we looking at the
Crocs.
Same picture?
They might wear Crocs. That could be. Vagrant says, video games are not sports. There's nothing wrong with competitive video games, but this is clownery.
I'm with Vagrant. This is clownery.
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 They should make a
That's, by the way, my new favorite word. Clownery.
Yeah, clownery.
Clownery.
There is a comment here from Ramsey's Abroni, who says, they should make a hot dog eating shoe for Joey Chestnut.
Absolutely. Why not? What's the difference? I want K-Swiss to follow around Joey Chestnut for like 6 months so they can find out exactly what type of shoe they need to make him.
Okay.
Does it need to be an expanding shoe as he gains weight? I don't know.
We found that Joey stubbed his toe a lot, so we're putting a steel toe in it.
Okay.
All right, last one.
Last one from somebody named Benzels called the K-Swiss Incel Ones.
Oh, We want to hear from you. We want to hear from you on this. Would you be interested in owning esports footwear? Do you think that this is completely preposterous? Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint underscore XP on Instagram. Coming up next, we've got a list, and maybe this is even dumber than this previous conversation. It's the 10 most beautiful consoles of all time. Stick around. That's ahead next, apparently, on Checkpoint XP Daily.
Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio. This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio. CheckpointXP.com.
What are the 10 most beautiful consoles of all time? We're going to tell you here on Checkpoint XP. I want to thank everyone listening on ESPN Central Texas, KZRI and KTON in Waco, Texas, as well as ESPN 97.5 in Houston and The Horn 104.9 in Austin, Texas. You've been asking for it, and it's finally here. Checkpoint XP merch is officially available. We've got shirts, hats, hoodies, and mugs for Checkpoint XP, Not Your Player 2, and Low Team Damage. Check it all out over at CheckpointXP.com/shop. Joe likes to bring lists to the show, and today's one has piqued my interest.
Yeah.
Today's list is the top 10 most beautiful consoles of all time.
If Jedi ain't on there, I'm going to be mad.
And no, we're not talking about, like, you know, they can produce the most beautiful graphics. No. We're talking
design,
visually appealing, sitting on your entertainment center.
Yeah, the most aesthetically pleasing actual physical console.
Sure.
So are multiple versions on there?
No.
Okay, so it wouldn't have like the PS3 and the PS3 Slim, right?
You're not gonna. If you get one, I'll give you the other.
Fair.
Okay.
All right. So yeah, and I'm not gonna make you say like the ultra rare light pink version of something. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So yeah,
fair.
But normally I would have actually just skipped this list, but when I started reading it, I disagreed, I think, with all 10 of them on here.
Really?
And that's where I was like, maybe my taste is just horrific. You guys have shown me recently that maybe my taste is not the best.
I was
going to
say, if it wasn't for this past week,
But I want to let you guys guess a couple and see if maybe I'm just way off base.
All right, you guys want a couple guesses? Dibs going first. All right. The original PS4.
All right, the original PS4 is not on this list.
Ooh.
I agree with that.
I thought the original PS4 was pretty hideous myself.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
I thought it looked really nice.
Nars?
All right. You know, I'm going to go old school, the SNES.
Yep, the Super Nintendo. I can't believe you called it the SNES right there, but the Super Nintendo is not on this list.
Wow.
See? I would have put it on there. I think it's a great looking system, personally.
I don't think it is. I think it looks kind of hideous.
Yeah?
Well, I do too. There's too much like angles and squares.
I think it looks fine when you first get it. I'll admit that anyone that's had it for 15 years and has turned that ugly shade of yellow, then it looks
pretty
hideous.
I'm trying to think of it fresh out the box in the year you get it.
Well, to be fair, anything fresh out the box, like you got that new console smell on it.
Nate, you want to take a guess at one of these?
Sure, I would. PlayStation 2.
PlayStation 2. That was going to be my next one.
That would have been my number one, and it is not on this list.
That's shocking. Let me tell you why.
Yeah.
Because when I'm gonna sound like I'm humble bragging. I'm not trying to. But I got a private tour once of the collection at Cranbrook. And I remarked that because one of their design students had built a computer that was super compact, right? It didn't function, but I'm looking at it, I'm like, that looks like a PlayStation 2. And the lady giving us a tour was like, oh yeah, he went on to later design the PlayStation 2.
Interesting.
So it's like actually a work of art in a museum. You would think that would have made the aesthetically pleasing list.
All right, I got one because I feel like this could go both ways. GameCube.
The GameCube is on this.
Okay. I'll give it that.
I will give you
that.
That's a good looking system.
Not that dumbass handle.
I hate the GameCube. I think the GameCube is hideous.
I can kind of see why someone would put it on there, but I'm not a big fan of the GameCube.
The handle is necessary for bludgeoning your enemies.
That's fair.
That's fair.
All right, yeah.
I'm not saying it's not functional, Nate, just that it's not beautiful.
Fair.
All right.
Come on,
since you said
get on the board.
There's no repeats. I'm going to say the Game Boy.
All right, the Game Boy Micro is on here. And I got to be honest with you, I think the Game Boy Micro is hideous.
Right?
The Game Boy Color is the correct answer.
No.
Which one did you like?
The Game Boy XP. Or the one that folds in half.
That's a triumph of design.
Yeah, Game Boy Advance SP.
SP.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
That one is amazing.
That's fair. That one did not make the list. The only Game Boy on here is the Micro.
I'm a count it.
No.
I said Game Boy. Count it.
Well, no, I mean, it counts for you. I just don't agree with it.
I disagree entirely. I think the Micro's hideous.
All right. So you're listening to Checkpoint XP Esports and Gaming Radio. We're going through the list of top 10 consoles that are the most beautiful, the most aesthetically pleasing of all time.
Yeah.
This list is very confusing because some of my favorite systems... do not appear on there. What about the PlayStation 3?
Yes. The PlayStation 3
what?
Slim.
It's hideous.
Even the Slim's not great.
Which I thought was an ugly tumor of a system.
Yes.
I cannot believe is on this list. Yeah, that it made it.
All right.
Shocking.
I got one. That old, you know, wood-grained inlay. I'm going to go with the Atari 2600.
Oh.
The Atari 2600 is on here.
Great guess.
With, talking about the wood effect front panel intended to blend in with 70s household furniture.
No, I mean, for the time. That's a handsome piece of tech.
I'll give you that.
Yep. All right, Norris.
Oh, wow. I am going to just throw one out there and say the Sega Dreamcast.
Sega Dreamcast is not on here. What is on here is the Sega Mega Drive. Which is
the Genesis.
Horrific looking. The Mega Drive made this list. That thing looks awesome. Awful.
Was that the thing with the... It had the brown thing on the top?
The big, ugly 16-bit across the top of it? Yeah. Yeah, correct.
No.
Also, I'm going to give you guys this one because I had never heard of it. The Sega Mark III. It looks like something out of Star Trek, man. I don't even know how to describe this. It was the predecessor to the Master System.
Oh.
And it looks... It looks wild. It looks like something off of Star Trek, right off the Enterprise.
Gross.
Ugh. Yeah.
What about the original NES? The original NES on there? The big box of a gray piece of...
Technically, I would say it's on here.
Oh, no.
Is it the Famicom?
What they say is the NES Classic Mini.
Oh.
Is the one that they put on here.
What?
The little handheld one.
Stop it.
That's the one that they put on.
That's stupid.
Yeah, they say kicking off a modern trend of miniaturized versions of classic consoles. Oh,
that doesn't count.
The NES Mini is on here.
That doesn't count. That doesn't count for aesthetically pleasing.
I don't think it's aesthetically pleasing.
Sad and butter.
I am sad and butter.
Me too.
The thing is that that's just the casing for a Raspberry Pi. That's all that is.
Pretty much, yeah.
All right, I got one that I hope I'm wrong here.
All right.
The Xbox 360.
Actually, the 360 was a nice looking piece of gear.
Who has an off-white living room with green accents? Who has that, Nate?
The 360 is not on this list.
All right. Well, I mean, here's the downside to the 360 is that even the controllers being white. Everything that you ate with your hands showed up on that
controller immediately,
and they got so gross so fast.
Sure did.
Norris, I think it was on you.
It's my turn. Yeah. I can't ask for a hint, can I?
There's some handheld stuff on here.
Okay, handhelds.
I got one.
PSP.
No, the PlayStation, the portable is not on here.
What about the Vita?
The Vita is on here.
That is poppycock.
No, poppycock? Really? Where are you getting your exclamations from 1864?
I'm just saying the PSP was a good-looking system.
But the Vita improved on it in every single way. You bugging.
Man, all right, so you've got eight of them. There's one more handheld and one more console on here.
One more handheld.
TurboGrafx 16. I love that we can't even take it seriously.
No, I can't even.
The Game Gear.
Stop it.
That thing was a monstrosity. No, it is not on
even
here.
If it didn't take a battalion of batteries to run it, no.
Virtual Boy.
Stop it!
Maybe the only system uglier than the Game
Do
Boy.
Do I need to throw you Gear. Out of this studio?
It's my turn. He used two turns.
All right.
I'm going to just say something stupid. The Jaguar.
No. Okay, here's what's left. We've got the Nintendo 3DS, which I thought was...
Okay, that's fine. I'll give you that.
And the Xbox One S is on here as well. that perfectly rectangular white brick.
Go away.
You mean the thing that looks exactly the same as your cable box? Yeah.
That thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Go away.
How are you going to put the Xbox One S on there, but not the PS4?
Yeah. Terrible.
Not the PS2. PS2 is a technological and design marvel.
And then literal the PS2 work Slim?
Dude, with the button, you didn't even know where the dish tray was. Mm-hmm. Because you would hit the thing and it would pop out. It was perfectly lined up with the rest. It was beautiful.
All right, we got to get your take on this. What do you think they missed? What is your most beautiful console of all time? Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. That's going to do it for Checkpoint XP Daily, the first internationally syndicated show on esports and gaming for radio. Visit our website, checkpointxp.com. For insight in esports and gaming, as well as a full archive of episodes, podcasts, and our growing interview section. Seriously, go check out our interview section for some phenomenal interviews that you may have missed during the Beasley XP Studio Grand Opening. And join us Monday through Friday live at 4 p.m. Eastern at twitch.tv/checkpointxp. Our theme is provided by the band Weird At Last. Find more at weirdatlast.com. Checkpoint XP Daily is a production of Beasley Esports XP. Lead segment producing by Joe Sloan, producing and booking help from Christine Solis, and of course my co-hosts who pull double duty as producers for Checkpoint XP Daily, Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan. My name's Abe Bender. Keep listening.
You've been listening to Checkpoint XP, a complete look at all things esports and gaming. Check out the latest esports and gaming news and opinions at checkpointxp.com.